You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. At today's Art Hop in Kalamazoo, Kazoo Books is having a paper airplane day. Paper plane enthusiast Tim McGrew will do tutorials on how to make all kinds of planes and how to make sure they fly well.
Whoa, yeah, let's not hit the microphone. Let's try that one again. There we are.
McGrew is the chairman for Western Michigan University's Department of Philosophy. He's taught there for about 20 years. So how did a professor start folding paper planes?
Paper airplanes have always been an obsession with me when I was a kid. I made whole fleets of them to the despair of my parents. They populated the living room and my bedroom and went sailing around corners at unpredictable angles at unpredictable times. And I think it's a valuable thing not to be too hasty about growing up all the way. I think being a bit of a kid at heart is something that's worthwhile. And so I've retained this and I found that it brings a lot of joy to me, and it's a point of connection with kids as well. If I see a kid in a coffee shop and he looks like he is a little restless, doesn't know what to do, I'll often say, hey, would you like a paper airplane? Then we're off.
McGrew says you can make all kinds of planes with just ordinary scrap paper. Planes for gliding, planes for sending notes.
Fast planes, planes that will stay in the air for 8 or 10 seconds, maybe even more if you go outside on a good windy day. Sometimes the wind will catch on the inside of the model and up it goes, and it may sail away over the treetops. I've had them go over buildings and be lost, much to the delight of the people that I was making them with.
McGrew made three types of planes for me in the studio. A pointed fighter plane with lasers on the wings, a plane that flaps its wings as it flies, and a simple glider he made out of a receipt from his pocket.
All right, so we'll do this little symmetrical but unusual fold that gives it this pentagon shape, then fold it in half to create the center line of the plane. We open it back up. We'll give a little bit of weight to the nose by folding this part down.
McGrew says there are a few tricks to making a good paper airplane. Knowing a little origami helps, of course. It's also important to make sure your folds are symmetrical. Otherwise, the plane won't fly in a straight line. And whatever you do, make sure there's more weight in the front of the plane.
You don't do that, the paper just flutters to the ground, as it would if you didn't really fold it into much of anything. Here we go, a little mini made out of a cash register receipt about the size and shape of a dollar bill. And first flight is often first crash, but let's wing it and see. Woo! Zipping around there. A little bit of adjustment, we could make that one sail across the room here.
McGrew says most paper airplanes aren't perfect on the first flight.
After that, you start adjusting it. And the art of fine-tuning a paper airplane so that it will do what you need it to do, go where you want it to go, do loops, fly straight, is its own thing. It's half engineering. It's no longer just a kid thing. You start realizing how the air surfaces, the control surfaces of the aircraft affect flight. You learn where to give it a little twist or a little tweak. So that is part of the fun, is that you get good not only at making them, but at adjusting them.
WMU philosophy professor and paper airplane enthusiast Tim McGrew will give paper plane lessons at Kazoo Books on Parkview during today's Art Hop from 4 to 7. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.